Welcome to the Educator Podcast Perspectives, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the world of education with the people who live it every day. I'm your host, Matt Douglas, longtime educator and life coach for teens and young adults. Every so often, I'll post stories here from my life in education, the ups, the downs, and all the hilarious and ridiculous stories in between. Today, I'll share two stories from my days as a wide-eyed, naive college senior, student teaching at an inner-city high school, to this day an experience that remains the biggest culture shock of my life. My time there was often bewildering, but also inspiring, threw me headfirst into the world of education, and solidified my personal ambition to become an educator. This is Perspectives, Stories from My Life in Education, Part 2. So I just want to preface these stories by giving a little background. So I grew up in a very white, suburban, middle, upper middle class neighborhood in town in New Jersey, and it could not have been any different from where I found myself student teaching as a senior in college. I went to the University of Maryland, and if you're involved in education, if you've become a teacher, if you're looking into becoming a teacher, most of you have or will go to college and student teach during your senior year, which means you spend time in a classroom, immersed in a classroom with a teacher, and you are taking over the reins over the course of weeks or months to actually fully teach that class. And it's like trial by fire. You're thrown in there. You either, you know, you teach or you can't. You know, that's kind of the stereotype. But you're learning the ropes, and you're learning the ropes with a master teacher who is helping you along the way. Now, I, again, naive 21-year-old, very wide-eyed, coming from suburban middle-class New Jersey, was placed in a school, a high school, that was on the outskirts of Washington, D.C. in Maryland, a very poor, mostly black and Latino neighborhood and town and high school that had a lot of problems, quote-unquote, that you might associate with an inner-city school. I talk a lot about these sort of conditions with Rob Lieberman in an earlier episode I did of this series. I highly suggest that you check it out. It is called Inner City American High Schools with teacher Rob Lieberman. We get into some of these stories too. But more than anything, I share these stories because they're crazy and they're eye-opening and bewildering and even a little bit scary, but also because it shows just what the world of education can be like. And it really did solidify my desire to become an educator. And that despite any sort of adverse background any kind of kid might grow up in, schools across the country, across the world are different. They each have their own sets of problems and challenges and success stories and inspirational stories. But more than anything, these kids, no matter where they are, they just want to learn. They just want to be in a stable, safe, fulfilling, exciting, inspiring educational environment. And that's what we as educators try to give our students every day, no matter where they are. So there's a lot I could talk about with this, but I'm going to give you guys two stories that shocked me, completely shocked me, even to this day kind of do. And keep in mind, you know, here I was, little 21-year-old Matt, white guy from the suburbs, being thrown into this inner city school. I loved it. I really did. But it really was a shock in a lot of ways. And here are two examples of why. So here's the first story. I'm a few weeks into student teaching. I'm very naive and I don't really know what I'm doing, but I think I do. And I'm standing in front of the class and I'm teaching some of these lessons. And I think the kids are kind of paying attention. I don't know, but I'm hoping they are. But they generally liked me. There was a decent rapport. So I'm standing there about 3 weeks in to student teaching, and there's a fight in the hallway outside of class while I'm teaching the class. And we can hear the fight, and some of the kids are turning their head and kind of looking, but most of them are sort of ignoring it. And here I am at the front just trying to keep my cool and do my thing and keep going and keep teaching, not knowing what's going on. The fight gets louder. It gets pretty distracting. The teacher that I was working with went over to check it out. And a minute or so later, one of the guys who was in the fight out in the hallway is escorted into our room by another teacher, and he's walking in, he's in a huff, he's pissed off, he ripped his shirt off, And he's bleeding. He's bleeding from his head, and he's standing there all angry after being in this fight. And I am in shock. I'm at the front of the classroom trying to teach. He's standing in the back, looking at this dude who just walked in bloody from a fight. All the students in the class take a look at me. They turn around and look at him, and they sort of just shrug their shoulders and turn back and say, "What? Keep going, Mr. Douglas." I just about died. I had no idea what was going on. I had never seen anything like that in any of the schools that I had, you know, grown up in. And I certainly never expected to see that in my classroom 3 weeks into teaching. But these kids were totally unfazed. And that moment right there taught me exactly where I was and what was going on and what these kids' experience was like and how it was just so much different from mine. And I had to kind of buck up and say, okay, let's keep going. Let's keep teaching. Let's move on. And I would find that throughout my years in education, I've had moments like that many, many times in many different situations where you just say, okay, that just happened. Let's keep going. So the second story I'm going to share completely blows me away, and I'm still just shocked by it. So I was in the same classroom, and the classroom I was in was on the second floor of the school, on the side of the school. So from the classroom I was in, you could see out the side of the school, you could see to like the side road that would go into the back, where the back parking lot was and the football field and the track field and all that. So one day I'm standing there teaching, and from where I am looking out the window, I see what look like some cops walking down the side of that side road. And I sort of freeze and I'm a little bit freaked out and concerned. I try not to show that concern to any of my students. And I keep teaching, but I make my way closer to that window, and like I sit down at the desk, and as I'm doing that, I look out the window and look down again, and it's not just cops, it's like a SWAT team, and they have their guns drawn, and they have like bulletproof vests, and I can see this very clearly even to this day, and I am like shocked. I am really freaked out. I'm really scared. Like, what is going on? But I'm really trying to not show my concern to any of the students because I don't want to scare them, and I don't know what's happening. So I look out the window and I see them walking towards the back of the school down that side road towards like where the football field is. And I'm just trying to keep my cool. You know, I don't know what's going on, but this is a very scary situation for me. Potentially, you know, this is after Columbine and all this kind of stuff. Like, what if there's a school shooter? What if there's something absolutely nuts and dangerous going on at the school? So I finish the lesson and I hear nothing. And I go throughout the rest of my day and I hear nothing. And I am just in shock. How is there not a PA announcement? How is there not a lockdown school-wide? I'm wondering when all the rest of the cops are going to show up, when there's going to be sirens going off, when I'm going to hear news cameras outside. You know, I don't know what's going on. But if I hadn't seen those cops, right, I wouldn't have known a thing. So I go throughout the rest of the day and I hear nothing. There's no lockdown, there's no mention of it from anybody, nobody seems extra concerned, and I feel like I'm living in the Twilight Zone. So I don't remember if it's later that day or the next day, but I finally hear that what had happened was there had been a gang fight out on the back football field with like knives and baseball bats, you know, and the cops, basically the SWAT team, had been called to deal with it. And I remember hearing that, and the first feeling I felt was shock. Like, oh my God, what the hell is going on? And the second feeling I remember is just, how did I not know about this? And if this had happened in the school that I grew up in, this would have been like state news. This would have made like the local paper, the regional paper, like probably the nightly news, you know, gang fight broken up by SWAT team on the football field at Hillsborough High School where I grew up in New Jersey, but nothing. Not a word. And again, it really just taught me that these kids lived in very different circumstances than how I grew up. And even if things seem absurd and crazy, that's part of what education is. And you just take what comes to you and you run with it and you make the best of it. And if you have that attitude and if you can do that, you're an educator and you can do almost anything. I hope you've enjoyed this episode of the Educator Podcast Perspectives. Please like, review, subscribe, and share to help support the show and to get updates on each new episode as it comes out. To find more episodes of the Educator Podcast, including the Walking History and How-To series, visit theeducatorpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. I've been your host, Matt Douglas. To find more information about me and my work, please visit lifecoachingsd.com or follow lifecoachingsd on Instagram. This episode was recorded on March 11th, 2021. Thanks for listening.